This is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Thursday?
How are you?
Another day.
Yeah, how you doing?
Getting closer to Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, babe.
What's up? You wish it was Friday?
Right. Hey, we call it Friday's Eve over here.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, we got a little 3-day weekend coming to you with Memorial Day, so I'm stoked on that, you know. But
oh, for sure. Yeah, right. It'll be good. Hopefully I'll get Monday off too. We'll see.
I'll cross my fingers for you, for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So regarding school guarantee, did you have any questions for me that I can answer?
Boy, it's kind of been a very busy week and last week, and I appreciated the phone call. Was that, and please refresh my memory, that was with you, right? I talked to last week?
Yes, ma'am. It was with me for the roofing vertical, right? It was 24 per lead with the minimum budget of 313. You talked about wanting 40 leads though a month, 10 a week, which would put you at 960 for your budget. We don't charge that though until, remember, the advanced verification process has been done. That's where we submit your license, insurance, run the background check. There is a one-time $250 application fee though.
App fee, okay. And then app fee, and then you need the business license and the insurance. Is that would be workman's comp, or would that be a different kind?
So what they require at like bare bone minimum is general liability, right? But if you have We just submit your insurance document. We send you the application to fill out yourself, just for security purposes, right? But basically, you'll put on there your license, copy of your insurance. Also, the owner would have to go through a background check, so he'd have to put his personal information in there as well, which gets sent directly to Google.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you said it's 24 a lead, and then we would want about 40. That would be like 10 a week. And you said something 313. What was 313?
313 is the minimum budget. So basically that minimum budget guarantees you up to 13 leads. So if you went with the minimum, you could start with that at the 313, and then you can always add to your budget. That's something you would set up with Perry, though. He would be your account lead on this for the Google Guarantee program.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let's see. So I'm just trying to recap everything that we went over. Gene couldn't join us today because he's out in the field and he's got some new guys he's trying to train, and it's just kind of a very hectic end of the week here for him.
Let's see.
So let's see, and so people would Google whatever tag words it was, right? But they don't need the exact name of the business. Is that correct?
That is correct. So somebody would type in like roofers near me, right? And then what would happen is Definitive Construction will show up in the Google Guarantee section with a green check mark next to your name when your leads are on. And that's going to have – it won't be your phone number there. It's a Google rotating number supplied from Google. And the reason they do that is so that all the calls are recorded. So if it's not a qualified lead, meaning you didn't set an appointment with them or they didn't inquire about price, Google does consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, then you're not charged for the lead.
Okay, so when I answer my phone, at that point, the phone call is being recorded?
Yes, ma'am, for the Google Guarantee program, correct. And it will come through your phone, as it'll say LSA lead. So you'll know it is a Google Guarantee lead coming through.
Okay, and then you guys record everything, even the conversations and all that stuff?
Yes, ma'am. They record the call. The initial call that comes through on that Google Guarantee number, that's recorded. Any calls after that with the customer, those wouldn't be, because it's not coming through the Google Guarantee number.
Right. Okay. Right. That makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see. Trying to look at your email, your one of your last emails here.
Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't look at your homepage or your branding business. I didn't read any of that stuff as of yet.
Hey, this is telling you a little bit about us. Like, we've been in business 17 years. We're a Google Premier Partner, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But all the things, like, highlighted there in bold or whatnot, that's just kind of, like, the main points of what this Google Guarantee Program is. And then you'll have a link you could click that says more information on Google Guarantee, and that takes you to our page on our website just telling you more about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Man.
Yeah. Okay. And I can the leads only come through on the phone. Will they also show up on my computer, you know, as far as an email, or can you connect an email with a phone number so I have – there, you know, and information there too, or?
Yes. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a tracking system provided to you from Perry that will track every single lead that comes through. So you'll see the client's, like, information, like, on the tracking system, and it will be marked as qualified or unqualified as well. So,
okay.
For example, if they call you and they're like, hey, Barbara, we want to sell you solar. That's an unqualified lead, you know. You wouldn't be charged for that. In the same token, if they call and you set an appointment with that person, obviously that's a qualified lead, and you will be charged for those leads.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Now, as I know, because we use Angie Leads right now,
mm-hmm.
and we've had super good luck with Angie Leads and everything, and their prices vary, you know. That kind of thing. And so, let's see, the differences between you and Angie Leads are, I know one of them is that your customers will call a company direct, and there's no competition with us versus another roofing company. Is that correct?
That is correct. So the main difference is Angie Leads, which is a good program too. They're actually one of Google's biggest clients. They buy their own spot on Google. They capture the leads and resell them back to you. The difference is they send them to like four or five different companies, and you pay for that lead no matter what. Now, you can get credits back from them, but with the Google Guarantee program, they call you directly, so you don't share the lead with anyone else. And if you do not set an appointment or they don't inquire about price, then that is considered not a qualified lead, and you will not be charged for it. So those are the major differences with this.
And then, now, so because we're not sharing our lead with anybody else, explain how the next roofing company is going to get their lead, and, you know, is it because you're rotating businesses from – okay.
So what's happening, right? Let's say I type in roofing contractor in Anchorage, right? And I decide, all right, you know what? I'm going to call Avalanche Construction Inc., okay? I call them, set an appointment. What will happen is now Action Roofing will rotate towards the front there. So the good thing, and I'll tell you, though, you need to have your leads on, really, to be able to get them. But, like, Spartan Roofing, for example, they have their leads off currently, and they're listed as number 3 in that Google Guarantee section. If they got a call while their leads were off, even if they set an appointment with that person, they're not charged for the lead. But, again, that's, like, a rare thing. You know, like, you need your leads on to rotate it at the top to be able to get the leads coming through.
Okay, so if they're not charged for the lead, but they get the lead and their leads are turned off, how is that, you know, any better than having your leads on?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, let's say if Spartan Roofing had their leads on right now, right? What would
mm-hmm.
happen is they're definitely rotating towards the top. So, for example, there's only 3 spots in that Google Guarantee section at the top. So if 5 of them have their leads on and your leads are off, there's no way you're going to rotate towards the top. So that's why I'm saying it's kind of rare for you to get those calls while the leads are off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. So how does one, okay, so you're in Google Guarantee and you're rotating. How many roofing companies are there going to be rotating?
There's a total of
12
in your area.
There is
12
roofing companies. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and all 12 of those, and then plus if we join, that'll be 13 then, right?
Yes, that would be 13.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then there's enough work out there, or whatever, to buy into your product and then receive calls, so
yes.
Many, however many you want. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And let's say this wouldn't happen, but let's say you got no leads for the month, right? Let's say worst case scenario, you wouldn't be charged anything the following month because you didn't take any leads. So that won't happen. But for example, if there was like 100 or 200 roofers, then it's more likely that could happen, right? But with only 12 in the area, and the amount of searches that are done on Google daily. There's plenty of leads to go around.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anything else I need to know, that kind of thing as far as?
Not really. It's pretty straightforward. I think I told you last time, but the advanced verification process, that can take 4 to 6 weeks. We like to under-promise and over-deliver, though. I've been seeing my clients get advanced verified within about 3 weeks is the trend I've been seeing.
Yeah.
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 So.
Okay. All right. And let's see. So when I see Gene, he's the owner, I'll go over everything with him. I already basically told him, and he thought it was a really great idea and everything like that. So. Chances are we probably will be signing up and that kind of thing. And then it's just a matter of filling out the application, doing the background check, and then send you guys whatever you need.
And you'll have a client interview with Perry, who, again, will be your account lead on this. So let's say, for example, you were like, Danny, let's do it, right? What would happen is, I verify all the business info, your services, of course, your service radius. Then I would go through the billing for the $250 application fee. Then I send you the application, right? That is really the most important thing. You want to get on top of that application as soon as possible. And I schedule a client interview for you guys and Perry. If you run any snags on it, like, for example, I had a client that they just had trouble loading their license on there, right? Perry will be able to push that through for you. Like, that's why one of the reasons we set the client interview, but also Perry wants to meet you. He wants to get your tracking system set up and go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you a question. And as far as Angie leads and the leads that we get, what if I get a lead on Angie leads and then they find you guys and then they also call me? Is that a possibility?
Well, technically it is a possibility, but the chances of them going on and clicking on you and calling you directly and then filling out an Angie lead form is probably – it's probably pretty low, right? But technically it could happen. Somebody could fill out an Angie lead form and then that's sent to 4 or 5 different companies through the Angie lead program, and then they're like, hey, Definitive Construction, let me call them. So it is a possibility,
yeah.
Obviously, but more than likely that won't happen often, if at all.
Yeah. Okay. So people are really familiar with Angie leads, and then also when they need to find, us or whatever, they actually have to go to the Google, like Firefox or Mozilla, whatever, search engine or whatever. They actually have to be in Google. the Google browser. Okay.
Yeah, so they'll go on and they'll type in just like simply roofers near me, best roofers, roofing contractors. You get a slew of different keywords, right? Which Perry goes over all those with you. But they're going to see you at the very top in the Google Guarantee section. You'll have a green mark next to your name when your leads are on. And they'll just simply call you from there. If they click to go to your website from there, or if they're just, like, clicking through your photos or something, you're not – like, there's no way you're charged for those because it's not – what do you call it? You didn't set an appointment with them, right? They would actually have to click and call you from Google in order for you to have the possibility of being charged for that lead.
Okay. So if somebody's browser is Firefox and they're typing in roofers near me, Anchorage, they're not going to find a Google Guarantee ad, are they?
No, because it's on Firefox. It's a different browser, right? They would have to be on Google to find you.
Right.
Now,
I wonder how many
people... Oh, go ahead.
I said I wonder how many people in Anchorage actually use Google, you know?
Oh, I mean, Google is the most popular search directory there is. You can be on Firefox and still go to Google, but I believe they redirect you to Bing. So if they're on Bing and they're searching, Google Guarantee ads will not show up on Bing.
But what about Firefox? Will it show up on Firefox?
Well, Firefox, it's a web browser, right? Mozilla. So if they go to Mozilla, and as long as they go to Google from their Mozilla or Firefox browser, they'll still find you.
Okay.
They just have to search on Google. Yeah.
They have to search on Google. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, I guess that's all the questions I have on that. And then our monthly thing is just basically whatever many leads that we get or talk to.
Yes, but it's prepaid for, right? So it's going to be the leads you set. So if you did the minimum budget at $313, then that would guarantee you up to 13 leads. But if you wanted like 40 leads for the month, then your budget would be at $960. It's basically 24 times the amount of leads you're taking on. Because it's the $24 per lead. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you guys are a lot cheaper for sure. You know, and is there a contract or anything, or can we just try it for a few months or what? Or I guess we'll just, if we do get into it, I guess we'll probably just, I don't, you
it's
know.
Month
to
month
guys.
Contracts. Yeah.
Yeah,
so the $250 application fee you pay, that gets you on the Google Guarantee section. So even if and it's just like our account management fee, right? Like for Perry to take it on, he does all the keyword research and is making sure you're not being charged for unqualified leads, right? So there's a lot that goes into that. But what's it called? Even if you were to outright cancel, you still stay on the Google Guarantee section. You won't disappear from there. We just wouldn't be managing your leads anymore.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That sounds good. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So you have my direct line and extension?
I think I have it here at in your account manager. I got your, D Nelson at relevantads.com and your phone number and extension. Okay. Got it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So after you talk to the owner, if you guys have any more questions, right, just go ahead and give me a call, and then we'll finish setting up your account at that point, too. If I'm on the phone with another client, Barbara, I'll just call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good. And you're going to go ahead and email us everything we need and that kind of thing so Gene can look at it while I'm talking with him?
Oh, yeah. It's all in the email that I sent you before. Do you want me to resend it?
Oh, it is.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I have it right here. I should be able to find it as far as the application and all that stuff.
Oh, the application, we send that after we activate the account. So So that would be after we take the payment. Were you ready to set the account up now, or?
Oh, no, I need to talk with Gene, but I'm just wondering. Okay, so we have to, you know, submit our insurance and all of that. So what comes first, the background check?
No, so here, let me pull up the application form real fast. Give me a quick second. It's all filled out on the same form, and it's sent directly to Google. Let me take a look, though. I think the first page, yeah, so the first page, it has you put in your, like, business license number, the expiration date on the business license. It has you provide a copy of the business license. Optional, is it BBB accredited? What is the business monthly budget for GG program? You'll go over that with Perry. But you'll know what it is, too, what you want. So you fill all that out first, and then on page 2, I believe, is the background check. But it's all filled out on the form that we send you.
I can't remember if you said you're going to send us the form or not.
Yeah, we send you the form after we activate your account with us.
Okay, but if you activate the account, that means we pay first, right?
Yes, ma'am. The $250 application fee, we just require that before the application is sent to you.
Okay, so let's say just out of the blue something is wrong with the application. Do you guys give us the activation fee back? Or?
So as long as you guys are licensed, you're insured, and he'll pass the background check, you guys are going to pass the application. So it's my job to make sure that you guys have all those qualifications. If for some reason you didn't, like let's say you weren't licensed or something, then yeah, we would credit back the application fee. But the company is licensed, insured, and you will pass the background check, correct?
Yeah, as far as I know. Yeah, I'm not Gene.
Got you. Yeah, definitely ask him those questions. Make sure he has valid license, valid insurance, like current, right? And also, as far as the background check goes, just so you know more on it, if he has, like, any DUIs or any misdemeanors, that's perfectly fine.
No.
Google, they're looking for, like, felonies, you know?
Oh, no, there's nothing like that, yeah.
Oh, he'll be golden. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, very good. Then we'll be in touch. As far as getting you the $250, I just call you, or what do we do?
Yeah, so when you call me, what I'm going to do, and we can actually do this now, just verifying the business info to knock that out of the way. What's the service radius? How far do you guys travel for new clients?
Oh, you know, we stay pretty much in the Anchorage area. No more than 15 miles, really.
15 miles.
Actually, maybe less, probably even 10.
And
yeah.
As far as the services, as far as the services go, are you guys doing all types of roofs?
I would have to get with Gene on that. I know there's shingles and asphalt and rubber roofs and metal roofs, and we don't do mobile homes, you know.
Gotcha.
So I don't know how you're going to be able to screen a mobile home or whatever. And you really can't screen a mobile home. You know,
Google
and sometimes we wind up
either because they'll just type in roofer near me, right? But what we can screen is, for example, if you guys didn't do metal roofs, we would use that as a negative keyword. So when somebody typed in metal roofs, your Google Guarantee platform wouldn't show up there, you know, or it wouldn't be on for that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but there's some buildings that do have metal roofs that aren't a mobile home.
Right,
and
right.
Some people,
no, I was just using that as an example, you know.
Right.
Do you guys, okay. Is it all roof replacement, or are you guys doing roof repairs as well?
Oh, we do roof repairs and roof replacements, you know, ice dams, fascia repair, some deck. We do some decks. We do build decks outside. I don't know how you'd put that in there.
Yeah,
I'd have to get with Gene and
Yeah, the next wouldn't come up because it would be for the roofing vertical. So,
Yeah, you look into it and just make
sure asking those questions too, right? Like if there's any like type of roofing jobs he wouldn't want, like any specific type of roofs. That way I just have it in the notes for him. I have your service radius down. I see the address too of, what is it, 13350 View Heights Way. That's in Anchorage 99516. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the physical address. And then there's also a P.O. Box 112042.
Right, I got that right.
Yeah.
All right. And then the phone number, it's the 907-727-2630. That's the best one,
yeah.
I guess. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah. And as far as the all the emails from my Perry, the barb underscore definitive construction at yahoo.com. Is that the best email address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So that's basically the business information part. So, yeah, when you call in, what would happen is you would need the billing information, right, the card you guys are going to be using for the $250 application fee. Then I'll send you guys the application, and I'll schedule your client interview with Perry.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Does Dean need to be there at the client interview, or does it matter if
if you handle everything, then it could be – like I have some clients that they're not there for it. They have like their partner there or, you know, their assistant or whatnot. So if you have all the information, it's fine. But if not, we could set a time that works best for you and him, you know, to be there for the client interview. It's up to you guys.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. That sounds great. Yeah.
All right, Barbara. Hey, thank you for your time. And if you have any more questions, you could either text, email, or call me. And after you speak with the owner, just give me a call, and we'll get everything set up for you guys. Okay?
That sounds great. You're welcome, and thank you as well for your time. I appreciate it, Daniel. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Barbara. Pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Yep, you as well. Take care. Bye-bye.